I apologize. I don't know your name.
Bill Pike.
Bill Pike.
That's Bill Pike.
Are you Danielle?
No, I'm Leslie Brand.
Oh, good.
So we don't know each other, so that's fine. You're Bill Pike.
Will's been a member for like 40 years, so he...
Have you not been to a meeting recently? I guess I just...
You can travel a lot.
Mark said don't come.
Is that what it was?
He always argue with me, and I need to be in charge. So I said,
he's very much...
Fair enough. He's traveling the world, making sure those aircraft keep flying. Busy, huh?
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. There's a big skills gap between... Or being, is this recorded? There's a big skills gap between... there's a generational skills gap, I think.
Yeah.
It just exists. You know, so it's kind of technical side. It's just...
Great to be needed, though.
Yeah, it's great to be needed. Yeah, keeps it busy. So just one tonight, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, cool.
So this is the minutes from the last meeting plus the application.
Correct.
Is it anything beyond that to your knowledge?
There's also this diagram.
Thank you.
Sure. Where's your driver tonight? He's usually our only spectator. Ah, good. You put him to work.
So maybe I'll come. I'm like, you're too dirty to come.
My hand or with a splitter?
A splitter. A nice little portable one he borrowed from a friend of his.
Good. You have a tree fall down in the yard or something?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Getting ready for next year?
Yeah.
this time after last time, when it was like,
yeah,
you were on Zoom and I was in some,
yeah,
you see,
that was the most,
no, it is.
And that was not easy hearing this, either. I was pretty complicated with the lawyer coming and all, so I was glad we didn't lose that one. That's what, you know. Well, they actually called me and said, how good are your notes? And I said, why? And I went for like 2 hours and I was like, I can't make up.
I know. I was said.
I could tell you the end results, but I can't tell you how we got there.
It's like I never dealt
11.
Yeah.
So 24.
I'll Zoom. I'll just Zoom.
I tried to get here very early tonight. I want to make sure the same thing didn't happen. What happened? Somebody left the camera on for a previous meeting. And so I thought it was all set up. So I hit start. So our recording went in the tail end of somebody else's meeting. So the next morning when they came in looking for the ZBA, it wasn't there. It was a blank film. So at first they were very worried that our meeting had not been recorded, but fortunately they found it. If anyone has joined us online, we will be kicking off this meeting shortly. We've just got one member who's called in and said that he'll be joining us, and we'd hate to start without him.
Might have that wrong, Jim. Looking at this one. We'll get into it.
Did you try to download this stuff from your computer?
I couldn't find it, actually.
Yeah.
Was it in the original notice?
Yeah.
All I found was the minutes.
Yep. I was able, there was minutes or agenda, and then there was something right below it. So I was eventually able to print it off.
I'll go back and look.
Yeah, but.
I'll go back and look. And I sent Danielle a note. And, shut me up. Off my glasses over here.
Okay.
I had my work shirt on, see. So I ran out. I said, I can't go. I put off my glasses. I grabbed a brand new shirt out of the cupboard and never got my glasses back on. That's.
I have them everywhere. I just can't find them. Walk through the backyard, you see a lens on the ground. Morris said he had a shower and shave. That's what he said. Was there anything else?
Good. Busy, but that's what you want, right?
Yeah. Have you got another responsibility?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, okay. Is that a secret?
Well, it's just not official yet, so okay. I'm not sort of, you know, until it's official, I'm not celebrating.
Okay. I can't remember what it was.
So I can't believe it. So, yeah.
You know, that's great. Yeah. Oh, no, I know it was. That'd be cool. Congratulations if it happens.
Thank you. In a couple of weeks, I guess. John, did you sit through that that marathon Saturday morning planning and zoning seminar? I thought I saw maybe you signed up for that one. No,
the thing was on TV. I watched the whole thing. Okay. It was good.
Mary and I did too. I thought it was very good too. 7 hours was a bit much for 6 hours for a Saturday.
I want to get my money's worth, you know.
Well, I think you got it.
This is a commitment we have for 2023.
Yeah, it's for this year. Yeah, you have to put 4 hours in, but just knocked six of it out, I guess, in one fell swoop. So we'll get more guidance on that as the year goes on. Maybe you could spend 4 hours just reading the materials, because the materials were excellent, you know. But
who are we answering to for this?
Well, I think somebody has to just certify at the end of the year that you did it. I don't think they're going to. I think it's a self-certification thing at this point.
Okay, well, I'll do
but that. It depends on how liberal they are, if whether self-study counts or whether you have to. I think the statute actually says it has to be by one of these land use groups or the bar association or certain specific groups to make it count.
Okay.
So that was the beauty of this one. It was put on by the CBA. So it, frankly, I don't think it pertained to what we do in the ZBA more than about 10% of it, but it was. If you want to know all about affordable housing and things like that, there's a you got a healthy dose of it in one fell swoop. Is he walking?
I don't know. I left the message for like tell them on my way. Okay. That was like 5 of so.
Yeah, I kind of don't want to start without him. Case. Maybe. And we haven't got enough other stuff to do. We could go through the minutes, I suppose, and then Morris can join us hopefully by the time the public hearing starts.
Sounds good.
That's
all right. All right. Let me call the meeting to order. And besides me, we have Mr. Treat, Mr. Pike. I'm going to seat Mary Terhume in place of Ann Decker, who indicated she could not join us today. And I'm prepared to seat Joshua Machnick, but that's only if Morris doesn't show up, and he's called and indicated he will show up. So let's just give him a few more minutes in that count. So having done that, is there any public comment on anything other than the public hearing that we're here about tonight? Hearing none, we can proceed. And if the board is willing to go out of order, we can go to the other business. And we have before us the minutes from January 10th of 2023, which if there's a motion, we could approve. Has everyone had a chance to review the minutes and ascertain their accuracy? And let's see, people who are there, that would include Mary Morris, who's joining us.
I apologize to everyone for my tardiness.
None needed, Morris. Right. Glad to have you.
Hi, Morris.
You just called the meeting to order?
You want to sit there? Yeah. Sometimes things are beyond one's control.
Understood. We just called the meeting to order. We're waiting for you to be seated. We haven't done anything substantive. But we're just reviewing the minutes from January 10th. So if you care to join us in process, we're giving everyone a chance to review those.
I'm ready to go over read for me, Mark.
Okay. Yeah. So the people who were present in January 10th, I guess we take a motion from Mary if you're ready to make one. Minutes. All right. Is there a second? All right. Seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor of approving the minutes as drafted, signify by saying aye. Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none. The minutes are, as expected, approved. I would once again note the excellent job that our court clerk does, or our clerk does, our secretary does, and taking down what is sometimes, I'm sure, a complete jungle. But thank you for that.
Okay, great minutes.
Yeah. Okay, we have before us today a public hearing on ZBA hearing, matter number 23-1, the application by Jason Villette, 68 Country Club Road, who is requesting a variance of the backyard setback requirements for installation of an 18 by 30 foot in-ground swimming pool. With us today is Mr. Villette, who has submitted various materials. And before we hear from him, sir, I know you sent out certified notices to all the adjoining landowners. Did you receive any responses?
Yeah.
Okay. You received receipts from all of the ones that you sent out?
I have the receipts that I uploaded.
All right.
I also received a personal letter from an agent on the street and a visit from one of the gentlemen that was on.
All right. As part of your, we generally just get that on the record. So the gentleman who visited you, would you care to state his name?
Yeah, and Donald Fish.
All right. And did Mr. Fish have a position as to your application?
Yes. He said he was going to call. I don't know if he did, but he said that he was okay with it. I guess I didn't know that he actually owned the land. It said it's all an open space, but it's actually his. And he said as long as it doesn't affect his step back line, he's fine.
In the written response you received?
I actually didn't bring it. I apologize. Just, my name is across the street. They basically said that your land is wrong.
Okay. And could we just
they offered to come if I wanted them to. And I said, no, it's okay.
And could you just indicate the names of the neighbors?
I don't know. We haven't met them yet, personally.
Fair enough. All right. Generally, at this point, we give the applicant a chance to walk us through his or her application.
Okay.
We obviously have the documents you've submitted. And was it explained to you what the requirements are to get a variance? Did the zoning office explain to you?
Yes.
Okay. Because we recognize that sometimes people come without an attorney or without an engineer. They sometimes need a little guidance to answer the questions we'll have before this hearing's over. But if you've been briefed on that, go ahead and perhaps make your presentation, and I expect then we'll pepper you with some questions.
Okay, sure. So the letter I wrote basically is to give you guys a little history. We moved to Bolton 2 years ago. My mother-in-law lived in Manchester, and we kind of convinced her to sell her house, and we're going to put on an in-law apartment for her because she can't do standards or anything like that. With COVID 2 years ago, we had some, or about a year and a half ago, we had some people come out to school us on building the in-law apartment, which I sent some emails, I put some emails in there. One company wouldn't use us because the building materials had like doubled And then Insaldi's basically quoted us, but it was like $400-something per square foot. So we decided not to do that. At the same time, we were contracting Hunter's Pool to put a pool in for us. So it's kind of a two-tiered project that we were doing. And so the pool got pushed till this summer because of COVID. So the in-law apartment hasn't been built yet, but we need space for both. So the only place really for the in-law apartment is off the back of the garage, which I put in one of the documents that I kind of just created for a visual. Kind of by hand schematic, my computer generated with the shape of the pool line. So the in-law is going to be 20 by 25 off the garage. So that goes out 20 feet. And then the only place for the pool would be basically just beyond that spot. Due to the size of our backyard, it puts us over the setback line. The reason we have to put the pool there is because we also have to stay 25 feet from the pool. So the spot that we're putting the pool is exactly 25 feet from the well, which overlaps with the back of the garage. So that's basically the, in order for us to put both of those in, we would have to be over the setback line.
Where's that setback? Is it 25?
35.
30?
35
is the
backyard.
Okay. Yeah, 35 feet. So
that's what it is. That's the 35.
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, it was
here. Okay.
I have a quick question. Does that include the pool or
11 feet, John?
The patio and the pool. Like the brickwork around it.
And the fencing, because there's going to be fencing around it too.
The fencing we haven't decided on fencing it, if we're going to fence in the entire backyard or if we're going to fence just a little area in yet. So it doesn't include the fencing.
Yeah. All right. Usually we cut right to the chase at this point and ask you to define what your hardship is.
Yeah.
If you like, I can give you a sort of an overview of that, but if you've been briefed on that or you understand what you have to demonstrate to us, go right ahead. But
I mean, the hardship for us is that we need to put both of these in.
Yes.
We
want
to put both of these in, and we can't fit them anywhere else. So that's really the that we're having. Our house is set back to a point where we only have 60 feet of backyard. So in order for us to put both of those, we can't position the pool differently. We can't do anything because of where the well is.
Yeah. Let me just for my own peace of mind, just explain what the law says a hardship is, just so you can,
sure,
you know, make sure you understand the rules we're playing by. The zoning regulations of this town are meant to apply to everyone. And by statute, the ZBA is allowed to give variances in very limited circumstances. Some of the case law says that virtually no variance should ever be given, but nonetheless, that's what the ZBA does. So you have to, in order to get a variance under circumstances like this, you have to show that a hardship exists. And that's not economic, or that's not a hardship in that you'd like to use your land for this purpose, but you're restricted. A hardship is basically a situation in which your land is different from the adjacent land in the area and your neighbors, and then that makes the application of a one-size-fit-all regulation truly unfair in your circumstances. And so what you have to do is explain why there's something about your lot that's not the same, or that's radically different from another lot or an adjacent lot or somebody in the same area. So that's just one, that's not a legal interpretation by me. That's just one member of this board's understanding of what it is. So, what you need to explain to us is, you know, wanting a pool, that's we understand that's great. Wanting an in-law apartment, that's great. But you have to explain to us why a variance is appropriate in this circumstances, and why your situation is such that we can grant that legally. I thrown too much at you?
No, I mean, I get it. It's like I said, we, because of where our well is situated, we only have so much space. So in order to that we have to be 25 feet away from that well. So to that exact line of 25 feet, that pool would extend to where the in-law apartment is going to go.
Yeah. And again, if anyone else from the board wants to toss the question out, but otherwise I'm just going to keep peppering them with till I get an understanding.
I just a clarification. The 35 foot setback is from the existing garage, right? That's your furthest point back. And the 11 feet is where, if you put the pool in, how close you'd be back to the property line. So the variance is 14 feet.
24.
Okay, then I'm not getting it right. So 35 and 25 is 60, right?
35 side yard, backyard setback, and he wants to put it within 11 feet, so he's going to encroach 24 feet into the setback.
Okay, wait, you got this at 35.
Yeah,
this at 60. Right, so that's 25 feet.
Well, it's 35 counts from here.
That's in. The problem.
That's right. Yeah.
This is 35 feet from the red line to the green line, and he's putting his pool 14 feet into that.
Okay, he's got this measured 35. So, these both can't be 35, and this is 60. That would be 70.
Yeah.
So if this math is right here, it's 35 to here and 25 to there.
That's his hand. I can tell you some of those numbers are.
Oh, we got it. We got to get it right though, right? We got to know what they are.
Yeah. Can you mark one up and we copy it?
Yeah. It's. I don't mean to insult the applicant, but it's definitely some of these numbers don't add up even.
So from the garage, 35 feet.
No, wait a second, please. We need to start with the property line. And the fact of where your house may have been built is almost a moot point. Thank you.
Let me draw your attention to, in the application, John Bill, this right here is probably a more accurate picture. I mean, it's drawn by a surveyor, except that he drew in the pool.
Yeah.
So that probably gives you a better, it shows you the 35 foot setback line. And then it shows roughly where he plans to put the pool, which indicates that the edge of the pool will end up 11 feet from the property line, meaning it's a 24-foot encroachment into the setback. Do you agree with that? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, let's make sure everybody understands.
Okay, so this.
Yeah, some of this doesn't add up.
It doesn't add up.
Right.
This one off by 10 feet there.
I just want to make sure I was with you.
So you're saying this is 24, not 14 here?
Right.
That's where the 10's been absorbed.
Right. 24 foot encroachment into
the
right
rear setback area.
Right.
Yeah, no.
All right.
Keep that if you want.
Here's again just one board member's thoughts on this. You've got almost a full acre lot, and whoever initially built it opted to put the house far back, leaving you very limited space in the backyard. But that was a conscious decision by whoever built the house. And therefore, I realize, again, this is just my opinion. You want an in-law apartment and you want a pool, but there's not room. You might get one, you might get the other, but you're not going to get both without a major variance. And as we've noted here, this isn't just you know, you're looking to creep a foot over the rear setback. I mean, you're not just infringing a little bit. You're somewhat trampling the regulations. You're looking to go 24 feet into a 35 foot setback. So you're really asking us to make a major, cut into the standing regulations. And so then I would ask you, there might be some circumstances where that's warranted and where therefore a variance is warranted, but you've got to tell us what sets your property apart from the rest of the property in that area, such that the regulations should not apply to you, but should apply to your neighbors. And we know your neighborhood. Most of us have driven it. Most of us have known it for years. A lot of those houses are fairly similar in the design, slightly different, but each of those houses is nicely set back, beautiful neighborhood. And then you go back can you identify any issue other than, frankly, just the layout of your lot, and which was by design, that makes your lot any different from your neighbors, such as to warrant a variance?
I mean, no, not, it's just the it's just where everything's situated. You know, I mean, yeah, I could put the pool in the front yard, but who wants a pool in the front yard? Things like that. So, I mean,
Right. But that's, again, that's from my limited understanding, that's not a hardship, because your lot is almost identical to the lots on either side of you. And so basically, in the wisdom, the town has enacted, zoning regulations, and they say this is what we should have. There should be a 35-foot setback. And I'm just not seeing a hardship at all in this case. And frankly, if we allowed you to put a pool or an in-law, well, you're not applying for an in-law apartment from us, but if we allowed you to put a pool into the setback area, well, why wouldn't your neighbor have the same right to put a pool in? Or maybe the neighbor on the other side wants to put a shed up, or another neighbor wants to put some other structure up. I mean, it basically, we'd have a hard time saying that every one of them aren't equally entitled to a variance based on hardship, which really renders null the intent of the zoning regulation. So again, I'll just tell you, sometimes we've given hardships because there's a weird shaped piece of property. I mean, it's triangular. And so by the time you're done looking at it, the side yard setbacks and the rear yard setbacks, there's just nothing left. Or it'd be a train track at one point, we considered it, added a whole new dimension. But I got to tell you, I'm trying to encourage you to try to come up with something that you can explain it to me. I don't see any legal basis for you to claim a hardship and therefore for us to grant a variance based on a hardship. You may have to go with one or the other. You want to put the in-law apartment in? No, that may preclude the pool. If you want to put a pool in, that may force you to put the in-law apartment on the other side of the garage. I mean, right now you've got it behind the house. I suppose you've got quite a bit of room on the right side of the house for your in-law apartment. And maybe the pool may be closer to the house than you want, but you could still have a pool. But I don't want to, talk your ear off. I'm just telling you, I'm hoping you can come back with something if you can. I don't think you can, but if you do, I'd love to hear it, because I'm laying on right in front of you. I don't see a hardship here, sir. But that's just one person's opinion, Mr. Tree.
Benefit. In the Bolton book on zoning regulations, 19E has four different paragraphs, each of which sheds light onto the very issue that Mark is talking about. You're welcome to look at this, or it's up to you. I
have the floor, please. Yeah. If you want to look at it.
Do you think any of those benefit the applicant?
No.
Okay.
But none of us wrote this.
No. Right.
Here. This entry into his garage is from the side. So I don't know how we put this for the in-law on the side.
You may have to change.
You'd have to put it in front of the garage, maybe.
It would be like an entrance to the contractor's anyway. The entrance to her apartment was going to be through, like, so she'd pull in the garage and then she'd
go right from there.
Yeah.
But if the in-law was in front of the garage, then.
Could bump the house out, sure. Sure. And again, I'm not an architect and I'm not going to re-engineer your plans, but I do know. Right. Yeah, I was assuming since it's not on a map, the septic has to be in the front yard someplace. Yeah.
It's center of the front yard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it
So, I mean, as you would have to the way the house was built, the E, you know, 19E, it wasn't to my fault that the house was built. You know, where it says someone built the house setback, which I agree, to lessen the amount of the backyard, which was not to the fault of myself. So now I'm trying to make, you know, make this work.
Yeah. But you bought the house.
That you're responsible for is having purchased it. That's the action you took to put you in this position.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, we're trying to help you, honestly. But you're kind of creating your own problem here because you're trying to do two things and you don't have the space to do it. So if you didn't have the in-law apartment or a suite, then a pool, I don't know if you want it 5 feet from the garage or not, but you know, you'd be asking for a 4-foot variance instead of a 24-foot variance, right? If you just wanted to do the pool, and there's no variance required for the in-law suite, right? So it's the two things together that's creating the hardship or the problem, and those are voluntary things on your part, right? It's not the topology of the land or you know the location of something that's pre-existing. With the way the house was built or the lot itself. It's not a good term, but you're kind of creating your own hardship because you're trying to do two things where you really don't have room to do both. I'm just giving you my casual opinion here. We're not voting right now, but I'm just giving my casual opinion. So it's one versus the other. You know, I'd say if you came in with a 4-foot variance to put the pool in, you know, based on the narrow of the backyard there, and you know, we'd have probably be having a different discussion here, I would imagine. It's both, you know, making both work is what's making this tough here.
Sure.
I don't know where you have options for the in-law apartment. I'm like you, I'm not the architect. I don't know how close you are to the side yard lines or not, but have you looked at any other options there for that apartment?
We just went by what the builder said.
I mean, I would offer that as a consideration as, you know, over the garage or, you know, the other end of the house back.
It has to be on flat. Like, we went into the basement for her, but she can't do stairs. So,
yeah.
You do have 35 feet off to the, as you're facing the house, 35 feet of buildable space off to the right of the house, which I'm sure your architect has looked at. You got 55 feet. There's a 20 foot setback to the right of the garage. As you're looking at the
that's where my garage is.
Yeah, to the right of the existing garage, you have 55 feet to the property line with a 20 foot setback. So you have 35 feet to work with there. So I don't know if you'd want to do that, but I mean, it does give you you could move the size of the in-law suite as on your diagram, a 20 by 25. You could stick it in the right hand side of the existing garage, and it would seem to fit in without any issues, which would then, as Mr. Pike said, would give you a whole lot more room for the pool. And frankly, without the in-law suite, you could move that pool right up and you wouldn't need a variance at all. But but again, we're not the engineers, not our job to suggest how you want your house, but it's again, I just get stuck on the issue that I really can't see how your lot is in any way different from the adjacent and the neighboring lots, such that there's any basis for a hardship.
Is it 5 feet regular? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, the entry doors are from that side, so how could he put it?
You might have to move the doors around. Yeah. I mean, he's already got the uphill fight. He's got to make his in-laws enter the house through the garage. You already got a fight there on your hands.
See, you know, 5 feet between the proposed in-law suite and the pool. What's is that? Just that's 5 feet of.
Yeah, probably.
Is that regulated or?
I don't believe there's any regulations. You could put it right up against the house. No.
Along the back of the house.
Okay. Well, the other thing too was the. Cement concrete around it.
Yeah.
They said minimum for a safety cover is like three to 4 feet.
Okay. Thank you. I'm not trying to architect this for you. You know, if the pool were changed, if you change the orientation of the pool and narrow the in-law suite, you know, maybe you have less of an encroachment, you know, instead of a 24-foot encroachment. You know, you have something more reasonable. Again, I'm not trying to design how you want to spend your money. Kind of just looking for some options that might be of benefit to you.
Are there comments from the?
I make a motion that we deny the request.
Are we still?
We haven't quite closed the public hearing yet, but let's I think Morris may have something to say. And Mary, do you have any comments? But Morris?
If we're in an open discussion, I'll go at it.
Yeah, we're still a public hearing, so this is your chance to ask.
If he wants to, okay. Several things. I'll ask the rest of the board. Did you go visit the Frank?
Yes.
Yes. Did you, Mark?
I didn't.
Did you visit Jonathan?
I did not.
Okay.
I'd be happy to.
No, I did. Okay, and one question I can ask the applicant: what's where is your septic system?
Front.
Where?
The front.
In the front. Also in the front. Okay. So, in viewing the property, there is a potential that the rear line, as depicted here, is not the rear line. There's potential. After what I've seen today, there is a possibility that there's much, much more land to the rear than what was anticipated in this drawing. And if that's the case, I would offer to the applicant, if the board would wish him, to put off this hearing or a decision hearing. Until if he's willing to get a surveyed plot plan, where his actual property line is in the back. When you look at the back of the property, there's a stone wall, a small stone wall back there. And it's my thinking that that was determined as the rear line, when in fact the rear line is several feet, many feet beyond that. And so
based on you found the rear line. What'd you find, mere stones?
Based on evidence that I've seen there, yes, Jonathan.
Mere stones, is that the evidence?
No, not mere stones.
Okay, I'm just curious.
Evidence. Okay, evidence that the rear line is back farther than what is thought or anticipated.
Can I just address that? We do have a site plan by a licensed surveyor showing the measurements.
Yeah, but it really doesn't show where the pool would be by the as it's depicted here. Okay. All I'm saying is if the applicant would like to put forth a survey. With the surveyor showing where the pool would be, that we might offer that to him. The other thing is, what would be the situation if the in-law apartment is built? And then this person sells the property to somebody else. And somebody else comes and says, I'd like to put a pool back here. The problem is, the hardship is, well, building is built. It is built so far back from the yard that we don't have enough rear area to put the pool in. So we look for it as a variance, as if the in-law apartment is there. Much as we did in the last hearing here on a pool, where this board, even though the contractor built the pool without a permit, this board went and granted a variance on that particular situation because it was viewed as if the pool had not been put in before a permit was issued. So I'm presenting to this board to maintain consistency. What if we looked at this as if the in-law apartment was already there? And then would we still grant or deny a variance if a different applicant came in with the property already built with the in-law apartment here and say no? This, if you look at the property, the property, if putting the pool where it is really an appropriate location on the property.
I'm sorry, inappropriate or appropriate?
Appropriate.
Okay.
It is appropriate. And for aesthetics, for the neighborhood, you don't have a pool sticking out on the side of the house or something of that nature. So I'm asking this board just to consider those points of view. And if the applicant would be willing to ask for a postponement and get a survey presentation to us with the pool, surveyed actual dimensions and so forth, if we would consider that.
Can I point out one more thing too?
Of course.
On the picture, I just drew this in myself because I measured it today. The picture that you see, the stone wall that abuts the town land, where the pool is going to go, it's spray painted out. And if any of you walked back there, you would have seen that. When I say 11 feet to the property line, from the edge of the pool, not the cement work around it, but from the edge of where the water would be, I used my wheel today, and actually it's 21 feet just to the wall. So it's not like I'm going, 11 feet to the back of the, it is the property line apparently, but just to, even to that wall is 21 feet. So I'm staying 21 feet away from that wall, which, when I bought the property, I'm thinking that stone wall is kind of my property line anyway. So it's not as bad as it seems that I'm going like 11 feet, right on someone else's property. It's actually 21 feet away from that wall.
Did you find a mirror stone for your property?
I don't know what a mirror stone is. I apologize. I guess it's a metal stake. That's,
you found that
outside? Yeah.
Okay.
And it's probably 10 to 15 feet beyond this wall.
See if this would help, if I may interrupt you. That's an aside. It just happens to be in my. You keep that to, if it would help you.
Okay.
It's
swimming pool contractors and their license requirements.
Are there any other questions for the applicant before we decide whether to close the public hearing and then we can start deliberations? But is there any other? Yes.
So that 11 feet that you measured, you are using the rear line where the stakes are. That's where you're going. You're not using the stone wall. You're using the actual rear line of the
plot. No, I'm using the plot plan. That's where the 11 feet came from. Was just from doing the dimensions from the plot
plan. You didn't find the stakes and measure from there.
No, if I measured from there, and this is not, I didn't do this, but I would say it's at least 30 something feet. Because the stone wall you're seeing here, the back corner over here is where I found the stake, and we saw it today. And it's at least 10 to 15 feet beyond the stone wall. So that would, you know, I'm 21 feet from my pool, I'm 21 feet from the stone wall, and I'm guessing it would add at least another 10 feet.
Well, then, in your application,
totally different variance.
Yeah, I mean, your application states 11 feet from the property line.
But I was going by the plot plan. That's, you know,
which most people would want you to. It's a right. Licensed surveyor has given you a plot plan. I mean, I appreciate the two of you went out and tried to find some other pins or stones, but you have submitted a plot plan here, that's which makes it pretty darn clear what the measurements are. So,
well, I agree with you, Mark, but I would say there's a discrepancy in the data that's been presented.
Which he drew.
So, I mean, we're just talking openly here, right? I mean, mm-hmm. I think we need to make it so he has an opportunity to go truly verify where the rear property line is and work from there.
Fine, Bill. Let me say this to you, Bill. You go out there, you see where the true property line is, okay, and come 11 feet towards the house, you would wind up at that stone wall. And when you look where the pool is outlined on the property, it's way in front of the stone wall. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, you do. He's got a lot more room than he's suggesting. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Which would change your variance request substantially.
My thought was, with this observation on my part, if you don't have to take my word for it, but that's the way I look at it, then if the applicant wants to come in with a surveyed drawing, 820, whatever it is, and show you where the pool is, the engineer will outline it, give the dimensions and so forth, and put a stamp on it. I'm just saying, I think there's more room back there.
Somebody might have used the wall indiscriminately. I mean, you just don't know, right?
Does that idea appeal to you?
Yeah, I can do that. Right, because when I applied for this, all I did was use the plot plan that's given to
me. Yeah, you know, understood.
So using those measurements is what my pool guy drew in.
That's why I handed you that sheet.
Yeah.
I don't know who may be the best pool guy in New England. I don't know who it is.
So, generally, the way we work this, we have a certain amount of time we have to render a decision after we open the public hearing. Is it the applicant's request to have more time to submit a new survey in place of the one that's been submitted?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then will you waive any time limitations that might otherwise come and go, but for your request for a continuance until next month?
Yes.
Okay. And is there then a consensus among the board members that we give the applicant?
Yes.
That's fine. Or you just have a consensus. If you want to make a motion.
We continue to the next hearing, which is next month.
Is there a second on that?
Second.
Is there any opposition? Any discussion? All right. That motion carries. Then. Sure. 5-0.
I'm sorry, all right. Your Honor.
No, I welcome the updated plans next month. All right. In that case, sir, we'll see you next month. If you would, do your best to submit it to us.
Upload that to where I uploaded before.
Yeah, okay. Just bring it right into Danielle, and she'll get it to all of us. You know, probably the best way. But so I guess what the board is looking for is a more definition as to exactly where your rear property line is and where the pool will go in relation to that. And
if I could just add, I mean, I don't know what was going around the pool again, 5-foot walkway all around the pool, whatever. I don't know. Is that part of the variance, the walkway?
Yeah.
So make sure you clearly identify or choose not to have one if you don't need, whatever the case may be. If you need a walkway on one side of the pool and not on the other, whatever it is, use that to your advantage, but at least be honest about, what the pool is producing in terms of structure.
That's where the dimensions are wrong before. That was adding the walkway.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, then. So we'll adjourn the public hearing. We haven't closed it. We're just going to adjourn it until next month. And we'll move on to other business, which I believe there is none. There's no correspondence. Does anyone else know of any other business to come before the board? In which case, is there a motion to adjourn?
I move to adjourn.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right. There's any discussion?
I got that in. Lord.
Hearing none, we are adjourned. All right.
So
let me just sign off before you say anything, Morris. Okay.
Morris, it's you got to. It's no spec.